So we've talked about a bit this a bit already, but according to our next guest, the retirement age, well, over 20 years, it has been inching up, and that's essentially voluntary, people just living longer and choosing to work longer. But he suggests in a report that's come out that pretty soon 70 will be the new retirement age. He's an urban economist at KPMG. Terry Rawnsley, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
So I read your report with interest. So over 20 years, the retirement age for women has gone up quite a few years. For men, it's gone up a couple of years. Is that mainly a voluntary trend?
Yeah, it's kind of driven by the white collar worker component of the workforce. And these are people, you know, who can keep working into their later life. It's pretty easy to pull out, you know, a laptop when you're 65 years old. It's pretty hard to kind of, you know, be a brickie or a physical worker at that age. So the more white collar workers we've had come through, we've seen this trend towards working for longer.
And I read also you said that during COVID, the retirement age jumped up too. Is that just because people said, well, I've got nothing to do, I might as well keep working?
That pretty much seems to be the driving factor. People might have had the plans to kind of travel Europe or get on the camper van and drive around the country. It's like, well, I can't do that with closed borders, and you know, my boss is calling me up and he can't find staff, so I'm just going to keep on working. Keep interested, keep active, and kind of top up that super for a bit, couple more years.
Now, the other thing, of course, is that our average life expectancy has gone up dramatically. Like, I mean, I'm 56. When I was young, most people, I think, didn't live beyond 72, 73. So a man had retired at 65, he'd have 6, 7, 8 years, then he'd be dead.
Exactly.
But now, if you retire at 65, chances are you'll live another 20 years. So do you think the financial cost of a lengthy retirement is making people think that I should work longer?
I think that's part of the factor, but also it seems to be there's also a desire to maintain some sort of social links, you know, via work. So, you know, people spend a lot of their working lives, you know, with their co-workers, and sometimes I think people find the shock of, you know, going to a full-on retirement, you know, they miss that day-to-day social interaction. And this is where kind of the flexible working environments, which are quite common now, are saying, well, look, I'm 65, I don't be working 5 days a week, but I'm happy to come in 2 days a week or cover some shifts, just so I'm kind of, you know, keeping in contact with people and keeping sort of mentally sharp and alert.
Do you think that within 20 years the government might formally raise the retirement age to 70?
Well, there's been sort of this upwards shift the last 10 years from 65 to 67. And as we kind of have the increasing challenge of more and more people aged 65 plus compared to the 1864s, there's going to be sort of increasing pressure to kind of keep the budget and balance and keep the sort of tax burden of those younger workers lower. So there's probably going to be pushes for an increase in the retirement ages over the next 10, 20 years for sure.
I don't know how old you are, but do you have an age at which you would like to retire?
Yeah, look, I think about this a lot, obviously, given the analysis, and I'm 45 currently, and I think I've got another 20 years or so in me, but I'll probably have a couple of, you know, career changes over that 20 years and do a few different things, but I think I'm in for the long haul, Tom.
Better not tell your boss at KPMG that.
I'm sure they're listening.
Thank you for your time. Terry Rawnsley, the urban economist at KPMG. So what do you say?